So there are obviously so many different reasons that people have for wanting to learn a new language. Maybe you're going on an upcoming international trip or just want to pick up a new hobby. Maybe you're looking to connect with a new culture. Whatever the reason, I want to introduce you to Rosetta Stone because they really are the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app. And I think the biggest difference with them is that they truly immerse you in the language you want to learn. So for me, when I was abroad in college in Barcelona, I was never fluent, but I felt like I kind of got it. I could hold my own during the time that I was there. And when I got home, my dad said to me, "Emmy, if you don't use it, you'll lose it." And he was so right, because like I completely lost it. And I've really been wanting to get that skill back. And I found Rosetta Stone to be really helpful in doing so. So first of all, they are the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. And it's fast language acquisition. So they immerse you in many ways. It's no English translation. So you're really learning to speak, listen, and think in that language, which in my experience, I know that I'm starting to get it when I find myself thinking in the language. There's speech recognition. So they have a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's kind of like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And then it's an amazing value, a lifetime membership that has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comments by Celebs listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comments. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/comments today.
Okay, so we decided to devote today's entire episode to a full breakdown on Rob Kardashian. So we kind of went through chronologically the events in his life, some that we saw offline, online, his relationships, his business ventures, how some of the family drama has impacted him personally. And we kind of gave our feelings and just discussed a lot of things that I think you guys are really interested in and we love talking about. So we hope you enjoy. Hi guys, I'm Emma.
And I'm Julie.
And we're the girls behind Comments by Celebs. And welcome to episode 6 of our Kardashian bonus show. So last week, we kind of took a walk down memory lane. We recapped some of our favorite memories from over the years. And this week, in light of Rob Kardashian's 32nd birthday, one, we were getting a lot of inboxes just about it and about everybody's posts. But in general, we get asked a lot about Rob and about our thoughts and kind of people asking clarification questions because I think there's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to his life in recent years. So we decided we would devote this episode to doing like a full Rob Kardashian breakdown. You know, talking about him from the earlier seasons and his evolution and what's going on now. Again, we don't know him personally, but from what we've gathered and just kind of trying to give some clarity to the situation because I think people want to know more.
Is that a good way to put it? Yeah, definitely.
So this was his 32nd birthday. So we're thinking, okay, when were we first introduced to Rob and how was he in the beginning? So take yourself back to very early seasons of Keeping Up, like season one. You're on your couch. It's like, who is this family? You don't really know, whatever. And Rob comes out. He is the hot brother. Hot.
He was so hot.
I used to fantasize about Rob Kardashian when I was in high school and I had a boyfriend and we had this thing. It was like, who's your one person if you had a hypothetical hall pass? And his was Rachel McAdams and mine was Rob Kardashian. Did I ever
really
tell you that?
Yeah. I didn't know Rachel McAdams. That's so surprising.
Yeah. But mine was Rob Kardashian. Like, I just thought he was it.
He so was.
There was something about him. He had like such a fun, goofy personality. Aside from his looks, like he was so hot. But it was also, there was something cool about him being like the only guy. And he had like a cool way with girls because he grew up with so many women.
And that's such a thing for you? Guys with sisters?
Yeah.
That's such a thing for you?
Yeah, no, I like that. So he went to USC. He was on the track team.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know if he was on the track team there?
I think
he definitely was in high school. I believe he was in college, but I'm not 100%
sure. I'm not positive,
sure.
But I know he ran track in high school, definitely. He was in USC. He was like, remember him? Didn't he have earrings in the earlier seasons?
Oh, yeah.
I typically don't like that. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, that was so in then. He had the buzz cut. He was so dark, like tan and dark.
He almost reminded me in a weird way. I'm going to make a very weird correlation to Ryan Sheckler.
Oh my God, Ryan Sheckler was.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was like the same.
Ryan Sheckler had the show on MTV, Life of Ryan. He was a skateboarder, but he had that same like kind of look with the earrings. I don't know. I just remember, and I think a lot of you will kind of echo the sentiment where you'd watch Keeping Up, and you obviously were obsessed with Kim, Khloe, everyone. But when Rob would come on the screen, it was like, oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I so remember and so agree.
So he, in the earlier seasons, he was dating Adrienne Bailon, obviously best known from Cheetah Girls. So they were dating from 2007 to 2009. And she kind of was on the show frequently. It was a thing, you know, Rob and Adrienne. And if you remember, he cheated on her. And this was all documented on the show, and not the actual cheating, but the whole family's reactions and her reaction. And at the time, she was really close with the family, which she actually still is. And it was really heartbreaking. And I think that we were all, at the time, I still think we're pretty young and naive, but I was like, oh my God, they're in it. They're going to make it. Like, I remember thinking that was the coolest relationship ever. And then when he cheated on her, like, I couldn't believe it.
Right.
How naive we were. I know. But that was the first time, I guess, we really saw him publicly with someone else. Right? That was when we were introduced to him dating.
The first season was when he started dating her, correct?
Yeah. I'm saying, like, we it wasn't like we knew him as a bachelor for all of these years and then he randomly got someone. Like, we were used to seeing him with women.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. And they had, you know, a good relationship at the time. It obviously ended off rocky, but I think she's kind of come full circle in terms of how she is with the family and they're close and whatever. So that was our first introduction to him with women. He then dated Rita Ora in 2012. He has a tattoo of her, which is funny to think about.
Yeah, it was, I remember, like, even in later episodes, he was, like, showing it to Chris one time, I think, when they were in Costa Rica. He was like, yep, that's Rita Ora.
Yeah. Chris is just like, well, that's another transition that he made. He started to kind of treat his body like a canvas. He has a sleeve. I think he has tattoos on his, I'll never forget that episode when he tattooed, was it his, what was
right
it,
the giant thing on his cage. Side? What was it?
I forget what it was, but Chris was not down. Remember that?
Oh my God. If I remember, he looked so hot.
I mean,
with it.
So hot.
And I'm not, we always do this where we're like, no, we're not typically into tattoos. But then when someone's hot and they get tattoos, it like somehow like makes things so much hotter.
There are a couple guys that I could really get on board with the tattoos. It's not typically my thing, but I can.
Bieber.
Oh, yeah, Bieber. I don't love the one on the back of his neck, but.
What are you going to do about
it? What am I going to do? Yeah, listen, beggars can't be choosers. Okay, so after his breakup with Rita was when we kind of first started to see that he seemed to be a little depressed. So that's when kind of like he started gaining weight. And I think that was initially when I don't want to say his lack of being in the public image started because it didn't really intensify then, but we started getting hints of it in my view.
Yeah. Well, we saw him, you know, after the breakup with Rita Ora is around the time when Chloe and Lamar were starting to have issues. Also, Chloe and Lamar got together in 2009, I think. And by 2013, they were like, that was like the end. That was like when Chloe couldn't take it anymore and she couldn't hide it. So 2012 is presumably when those issues kind of were arising or were reaching their boiling point. And to have that overlap with Rita Ora and the breakup, I think that's what happened there with Rob, because if you remember, him and Lamar were so close.
Well, if you remember, he lived with Chloe. Like, yeah. And Chloe had that house. You guys know exactly the house we're talking about with the columns in front. Like, he lived with Chloe and Lamar. Chloe and Rob have always had a uniquely close relationship. They're definitely, I think that they're definitely the closest of him with any of the siblings.
Definitely.
And he considered Lamar his brother. They really consider themselves brothers. Like, he took their breakup, Chloe and Lamar's breakup, I think, equally as hard as she did. Like,
yeah.
It was definitely affected her. I know Chris kind of was affected, but it was different because he considered Lamar like a part of him, I think. And I think that people kind of forget how much that impacted him, and rightfully so. That was an emotional, it was almost like, yeah, Chloe was grieving, but I think he was also kind of grieving. And I know, you know, they weren't in a relationship, so him and Rob weren't in like a romantic relationship like him and Chloe. So technically one could say, yeah, but they could continue. Yeah, but it's different. Like when you fuck over someone's sister as badly as Lamar kind of did, I think that your opinion on that person just changes.
Also, Lamar was in such a bad place. Like it wasn't even like he was, you know, they had problems and he was stable and him and Rob were able to stay friends the way Scott kind of was with the family. Like Lamar was messed up and he, it's not even like there were periods of time, and I remember watching this where, and having no idea at the time, that they couldn't find Lamar. It was like, we thought looking, you know, without having seen them behind the scenes because the episode hadn't been released yet, that like, okay, maybe they were having problems. When you were watching the episode, it was like, Chloe didn't know where Lamar was for 5 days at a time.
And that was normal.
Yeah, and it was like, and it was scary for her, but it was like, it had become her norm. So there was no way that Rob could then carry on a normal relationship with him because A, he's missing all the time. B, he's like, first of all, as Rob's starting to go through things, he can't depend on somebody else who also has his own problems to be, you know, that emotional support system for him.
No, completely. So basically, I just think that Julie and I, when we talk about like Rob's trajectory, we always pinpoint this year as a really crucial one in his life or in his life as it appears to the public eye. So right after that, 2015 was when he was first diagnosed with diabetes. this was pretty public, I feel like, right?
Yeah, and if you remember the episode where he was first diagnosed, remember he collapsed in the house. They had to take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
And it was very public knowledge. I think this is when he was really, really like shying away from being in it, but was still like, we knew about it. We knew about the events with him. And I think that scene was shown where they take him to the hospital. But yeah, he was definitely shying away from being
like, it was almost like as the family's fame and visibility increased, he was having the desire to decrease, which is a really hard position to kind of be in. You know what I mean? Like everyone around you is wanting airtime and camera time and like increasing their fame, and he was pulling away from it, and it was happening at the exact same time, which is like, it's not an easy thing to do.
Right. And if you remember, you know, the diabetes diagnosis happened in 2015. Already in 2014 was when Kim and Kanye got married, and he didn't go to the wedding because he didn't want to be photographed seeing anything.
Yeah, like that was a huge deal. That was a huge deal. And I imagine that was something that has come up for him a lot in therapy or in discussions. Like when you, to feel that poorly about yourself, that you're willing to sacrifice such an like life-changing moment in your sister's life, that's deep. Like that's not.
I think also something that needs to be discussed is, I think there's this really common misconception that the Kardashians as a family decided they didn't want him in the limelight anymore because they didn't like the way he looked, quote unquote. Like that was not the case at all. Like this was Rob being like, I don't like the way I look. I don't feel good about myself. And I don't want to be a part of this anymore. It had nothing to do with the Kardashians being like, okay, you're not on camera anymore.
No,
which I think is such a common misconception.
Well, it's the reason first of all, I 1,000% agree with you. I also think that one of the reasons that it's such a common misconception is because it feeds in perfectly to the narrative of people that really hate them. Like if you hate Kim Kardashian, why wouldn't you add fuel to the fire and say
of course,
and she's such a bitch to her brother. Like her brother gained some weight and she kicks him out of the camera. Like that is not the case. They want him to be involved as much as possible. He didn't want to, like, and understandably, he wasn't feeling comfortable with himself, which, like, not to get into it, but it really does lead, like, to me, this is such a sad example of how, like, the societal pressure and the societal, like, focus on weight and image can impact someone's psyche so deeply.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if there wasn't such a, if there wasn't such a negative view and people being so cruel when someone is overweight, he wouldn't have reacted this way. Do you know what I'm saying? He was afraid about the criticism and the backlash, and it's so fucked up. Like if there was one thing I could change, that would be it, because it's terrible. He missed so many years of his life because he gained weight. Like how sad is that?
And I guess one could argue that the Kardashians do place a lot of emphasis, like in their own personal lives, on weight and their own personal weight journeys, especially Khloe. So I can imagine having already those, you know, societal pressures, plus on top of the constant thing in your house of being a discussion, it would be.
Of course. That is what you just said is the perfect distinction that has to be made. No one is saying, like, we're not saying that the Kardashians don't value image. They obviously do. It's partially what got them here. Like, and that's a known thing. But them valuing image doesn't equate to them not wanting Rob in the light because of his image. Maybe his insecurities were intensified because of their almost like obsession with their own, but it wasn't like them saying no way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the point that I think has to be made. Okay, we're about to get into the whole him dating Blac Chyna and that whole roller coaster and in recent years. But first, we want to tell you guys about Tikis. So it's T-K-E-E-S, and basically these are leather sandals that are handcrafted in Brazil. I am sure you have seen them on Instagram, or if you haven't and you're looking them up right now, you're like, oh yeah, I've seen these. They're these really cool, like almost delicate looking sandals. You've seen them on Beyonce, Angelina Jolie, Cindy Crawford, Steph Shep, and a lot more. It's like a very common thing among influencers and among celebrities. And we actually have them and we love them, which is why we were so excited to do this ad. They also offer free monogramming, which is really cool. Like, Julie and I live for anything monogrammed.
Oh my God, anything monogrammed.
Anything. Like, towels, bags.
Luggage.
Luggage. Don't even talk to me about luggage. Nothing I love more. So to be able to monogram your shoes is, like, cool. And it's such a good brand. Like, I was in Florida last week. I was saying this last time. And I was wearing this sundress. And it was, like, a vibrant sundress. And to wear these nude-colored shoes. Like, it just looked so good. It's such a cute look. So we are huge fans of these. We were really excited to do this. Again, it's Keys, T-K-E-E-S. So our listeners will get 15% off with the code CBC. You go to tkeys.com/CBC to check out the pairs that we have. Again, that's tkeys.com/CBC to check it out. I really think you guys will like these. They're really good for summer. Easy, comfortable, lightweight also, and amazing for packing, which is something for me, I always overpack. So like, I hate bulk, and these are not bulky.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're so good. You can throw them in. Even like if you're walking to work and you want to change into them, you can have them in your bag and it's like an easy thing. So honest, like, check that company out. Okay, let's get into now his whole Blac Chyna situation. So this was, Rob and Blac Chyna began dating in January 2016. They were, we believe, kind of introduced because Blac was a friend of the family.
Yeah. Well, like Blac and... I love when we call her Blac.
I know.
Because everyone goes Chyna. We always go Blac.
I know.
Blac Chyna and Kim were friendly. At this point, Tyga was dating Kylie. And of course, Blac Chyna and Tyga have a baby together. So I don't know if there was one moment where they met at a party and they took off from there. I think they kind of been around each other a little bit and had gotten to know each other that way.
So they had a reality show called Rob and Chyna and premiered September 2016. They then had Dream in November of 2016, and they broke up in December of 2016. So before we get into, like, this scandal, which you guys know where we're going, let's just talk quickly about, like, their relationship. So they were very—I think it was the type of thing, if I was in the Kardashian family and I was watching the progression of this happening, I'd be like, holy shit, let's slow the brakes here. Like, this was presumably one of the first women who has shown Rob interest in a little while, and maybe who he's put himself out there to be able to be shown interest about in a little while. And things were moving really quickly. Of course, critics were quick to say that, you know, she was just, it was all fake and she was doing it to get a kid with him so that she could be in the Kardashian family. Let me tell you something. I don't know Blac Chyna at all. I can't say that they weren't in love. Who am I to say? I would very much believe that theory, that she knew
that bitch
was a
is
smart,
a clout chaser. Let me tell you something. You have plans to marry Rob Kardashian. You haven't, he hasn't even proposed yet, and you're already trademarking your name as Angela Kardashian. You are a clout chaser.
This was a business arrangement for her. I think that Rob genuinely did, because he didn't have anything to gain out of it. Like, it wasn't like oh, I want to be in Blac Chyna's family. Like, no, not at all. Tokyo, yeah. Tony, whatever her mom's name is. Like, she wanted to be in the family. And one could say that she was a fucking con artist or an expert manipulator. I don't really know what happened behind the scenes, but I will tell you, she's not stupid. She's just not. Because she was thrilled to have a kid with him. That kind of solidified it. And of course, unsurprisingly, it didn't work out. We saw on their show, like, it was just a volatile relationship all around.
Yeah.
There was nothing healthy about it. You could tell that what he was getting from her wasn't like a deep emotional love and support. What he was getting from her was physical confidence, because this, like, attractive woman was so apparently into him and so, like, sexual with him. Like, I genuinely think that's what it was built on.
I do too. Which is sad that, like, and I think that it's messy when there's a kid involved to say that, like, this kid was born just as a business arrangement, because I don't think that's the case. And I think they're both ecstatic to have Drew, especially Rob. We get into that a little bit. But, like, I totally agree with you. It wasn't like guy meets girl and they're just dating because they love each other so much. Like, that wasn't the case.
There was some shit going on here, and everybody knew about it. It was also weird because, if you remember, Blac Chyna was dating Tyga, and then, I mean, had a kid with Tyga, and then Kylie was dating Tyga at the time. So now, like, Rob was dating the baby mama of his sister's boyfriend. It was intertwined, but in typical Kardashian fashion, everything was kind of all together. So in July 2017, so remember, they broke up in December 2016. In July 2017 is when the fucking blowout fight of 2017 happened. This was when he started posting her nude pictures to Instagram. I will never forget this. Like, where were you when you saw Blac Chyna's vagina? Like,
I think I Snapchatted you the other day. I was like, I'll never forgive Rob Kardashian for making me see Blac Chyna's vagina.
Okay. He went rogue. This guy starts, first of all, he's been off Instagram like since then because he deleted it.
He got banned.
He got banned, yeah.
Rightfully so.
He starts posting all of their texts and pictures of her ass, of her, like, of everything. Oh my God. They call it, what do they call it? Revenge porn?
It's revenge porn. I mean, legally, that stuff, it was fucked up.
Listen, I am no Blac Chyna fan by any means, but that was disgusting on his part. Like,
that is a version of sexual assault.
In my view, 100%. When you're with someone, whether in love or not, and you trust them enough with your body, you don't, listen, of course, it's not like the smart thing to do, but when you're in love, you're not thinking that. You don't have you don't have the expectation that in a fight that they're going to use that as collateral. Of course, it's like,
because also any normal person wouldn't use that as, especially to post on social media.
Listen, we always say, guys are never deleting the nudes. Like, they're keeping them forever. That's fine. That's one thing. But to post it on social media to your, like, 20 million followers.
Anyone who's ever hooked up with you as a girlfriend is like, give me your camera.
Yeah. It's so funny. It was disgusting. I think everybody saw it and was like, okay, this is the lowest of the low. Like, we all felt even dirty just like being involved in it. I felt like.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not supposed to see this. Like, I'm literally looking at this without her permission, and it's so wrong.
It's so wrong. But then you like also like want to look, and you don't really want to look because you're like the woman, the feminist inside of you is like, what the fuck? Absolutely not. But it's like on your timeline, and you're just like,
and it's like, you can't fucking avoid it, and everyone's texting about it.
And then
oh
everyone's
my God.
Like, did you see Black China's vagina? And you're like, I did. I don't know. I'm sorry. I felt like that's like something like if I was Catholic where I'd like go to like a
confession. How many Hail Marys for Black China? 7 Hail Marys for a Black China vagina? Thank you, Father.
So that happened, and I'm sure most of you had a similar reaction that we did. We still talk about that fight to this day. She also was like pretty unbothered, like relatively speaking. Like, she was pissed, but she handled it like...
Yeah. She like pulled out the lawsuit. I don't even know what's up with that, but
yeah.
I think she could have gotten really deep and really dirty, and I think what did she end up doing? She was posting.
She did something fucked up. She was posting the videos, or he was posting videos of. This was a wild time. Like, if you can tell that I'm kind of not being so cohesive, it's because it was a blur. You know how they say you block out trauma? Like, I think I blocked this out a little.
I kind of forgot about this a little.
But he remember. Oh my God, I'm remembering now. He was posting videos on Instagram of him in his empty house, and he's like, "See, China took the baby, took the crib,
took
Joy's
the
shaking.
Eggo waffles. Remember? He's doing the whole video. He's like, I go to the fridge. There's no Eggo waffles. I remember I craved Eggo waffles for like 2 months after that happened.
Yeah, and that was also like people were thinking that it seemed a little staged. It did seem weird. That was so weird. They were going back and forth. What was she doing? I don't remember what she was doing.
Oh my God, I don't remember.
I don't remember how. I know she was like getting a little dirty too, but not in the same way that he was. He, in that particular situation during that one fight, I think he took home the gold for like bigger asshole between the two of them. So anyway, they have this beautiful baby dream, apparently Rob, which everybody said in their birthday post to him that he's an amazing father. I could totally see him being a good father. I think that his dad, obviously Robert Kardashian, passed away when Rob was in his 20s, I think, right?
Or maybe teens. Yeah.
Teens. It was like
definitely at a crucial age.
At a crucial age. And I think that obviously he, you know, he wants to be the best father to his child because for so many years of his life, like, he doesn't have a dad, and that's really hard. So I could totally see him being as good of a father as they kind of say that he is.
And I believe that's his genuine focus now.
Well, it's not like he has much else going on. I don't mean that in like a shady way. I'm just
saying. Yeah.
He's made a kind of conscious choice. Like, the way that he's going to profit off of being a Kardashian is not in the same way that they are. Like, he's just not doing photo shoots. It's just not his thing.
No. I think that and that was always the issue with Rob that they had, even before anything happened with him, is their issue with him is that they always felt like he didn't have drive, that like he was just, you know, Chris was supporting him and then he moved into Khloé's house and it was never like he was doing anything to try and make his own money. And I don't know if he's doing anything now to do that. I mean, obviously there are no social media deals. He has his sock line.
Is Arthur George the sock line, which I just can't imagine is bringing in the big bucks.
Yeah. But I feel we have to plug it. I don't know. I feel like we owe him something. I'm like, and that's Arthur George at Nordstrom.com. Nordstrom.com/Arthur George socks.
Great for Mother's Day.
But like, I believe also he's living in Chris's old house.
I'm sorry. Imagine next time our episode is sponsored by Arthur George. They contact us. We heard you guys. I just get so excited when I would see them in Nordstrom. But anyway, yeah, he's living, I think, in... I don't know where he's living, honestly.
I'm 98% sure. I'm willing to throw that percentage out.
That he's living in Chris's current house or old house?
Old house. Like, so, you know how Chris has the new house?
Yeah.
The old one that we all love?
Yeah.
I think that's where Rob and Dream reside. Yeah, I love that house.
Yeah. We don't know too much about how cordial he is with Blac Chyna now.
They put up recently, they both tweeted and they were like, it was clearly statements written by their lawyers. And it was like, she tweeted first, I think. It was like, Rob and I are committed to being the best parents to dream that we can be. There are no outstanding lawsuits or custody things. And he retweeted her the other way around and was like, Angela and I are dedicated to, like, it was clearly lawyer written, but they seem amicable and that they finally.
We'll put it like this. He's not posting her news anytime soon.
No, I hope not.
I hope not, for all of our sakes. Anyway, most recently, from a relationship perspective, he was linked to Alexis Sky, Instagram model, seemingly very short-lived, which, like, thank God, this was just not going anywhere. We knew about it because he was posting on Snapchat, which is he still uses kind of frequently, like, my love or something like this. Remember we talked about this in an episode a while ago, just like, dude, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's very confusing with him because, like, you almost forget he exists sometimes.
Yeah, but because the Kardashians have remained so relevant because of their frequency in posting, and when you take away the biggest tool of social media. Like, the reason that the Kardashians invade us every single day is, and I don't mean invade in a negative way, like come into our lives, is through Instagram. Like,
yeah.
There's not one day where we're not looking at their story. He doesn't have stories. So, yes, of course he loses his place in
and
our mind.
And even if he did, he wouldn't
be posting as much. You know, there's just a couple things here. So that was pretty chronological and, like, factual. In terms of, like, some discussion points about it, I think that one thing people are always curious about is his relationship with the different men in his life. So, as we've spoken about, his father passing away, Lamar's breakdown, which obviously caused a major rift, Bruce's transition, now Caitlin, and also his relationship with Scott. So, out of those, I find his relationship with Scott to be fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Also, I think that he got closer with Scott once Lamar wasn't there for him anymore.
Totally.
Because I don't know. I think that in the beginning seasons, he took on, like, that brother role and was, like, a little weary of Scott. And I mean, they're really close now. If you remember that one episode where I don't even remember who was on. They were sitting in Chris's office. It was Rob and Scott. And somebody was on speaker, like, complaining. And Scott, like, really quickly went through all of their shit. And do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Scott was like, let me break it down for you. Like, so if you think your life's hard, like, I had my baby mama. Like, we were together for a year. We had three kids. Now we're broken up. I had an addiction. We could get Rob over here. Like, and he went through everything. And, like, I remember that being hilarious. And I remember that being, like, the last, like, really funny time that we saw Rob, like, being himself. Not that, like, things hadn't happened before. It was, like, things were happening, everything was wrong, Black China happened, this funny moment happened, and then we haven't seen, like, much since.
Yeah, we haven't seen much since. Like, basically where we're at right now in terms of our coverage about Rob is we get the occasional glimpse in some of their Snapchat or Instagram stories when they're with Dream, and we get him on Snapchat a little. But to say that we've actually seen him in full-blown, like, interacting mode is, it's just not true. We haven't.
Even on his birthday, they weren't showing him. It was, like, the kids and Dream, and
which was a conscious choice. There's no
yes.
way.
And we were just talking about this in the last episode of the regular podcast, but everyone kind of thought it was incredibly strange that they didn't post any current pictures of Rob. And I don't think it was. I think it was Rob's wishes. Like, I
don't think it was weird at all. I think everybody is so quick to, like, just assume that it's like a selfish move on, like, or like a self. I don't know. The whole thing is just so weird. I hate the narrative that comes. Like, I have so much empathy for Rob. Like, listen, do I think that he lacked motivation in his earlier years? Yeah. Do I also think that when you're born into, like, that wealthy of a family and people are still giving it to you, like, maybe it's hard to find self-motivation when you're being given everything you ever wanted. Like, it's a lot easier to say to someone, and I'm not speaking, like, it's a lot easier to just say, like, you know what, get up, get a job, like, get live out of your mom's house, when it's like, listen, you're living in a gorgeous $15 million mansion. You have everything paid for. Like, I don't know.
I think that's one of the problems with Rob, is that he never had anything that he was really passionate about. Whereas, like, every single one of the other kids have capitalized on, like, what they're really passionate about. So Kim, it's, like, fashion and makeup. And Courtney, it's her kids and that her lifestyle and being healthy. And Chloe, it's working out and all of these things. Like, obviously, Kylie and her lip kits. Kendall and modeling. It's, like, I can't look at one thing that Rob had and be, like, that's what he was passionate about. That's what he was born to do. I don't think he ever had that ambition. I think a lot of that comes from losing his father at such a young age.
I don't know where it comes from, but I just think that it's just so people were so quick to kind of, like, just really paint him in a negative light. And I don't know him personally, but, like, give the guy a break. It's like,
it's really been a crazy journey.
It's been a crazy journey for him. I can't imagine how hard it is to be the only man in a family of all incredibly famous, self-focused women. Like, It's hard. Yeah. It's hard for him.
And I think also Bruce's transition to Caitlyn was incredibly, incredibly difficult for him.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And not to say he wasn't supportive. Of course he was.
No, he was.
But we always say, as Caitlyn herself has said, like, it is kind of a death to the people that were around her previously. Like, it's like you mourn someone because you mourn the person that, like, they were or that you knew them as. And I think that was hard for him. I don't know. We'll see what happens with Rob. I do think that there's going to be some sort of a, quote, comeback, not in the same light. Like, I don't ever think he's going to monetize himself the way that the rest of them has, but I do think that there's going to be, I don't think it's going to stay like this forever. I don't know what I think in terms of how it's going to play itself out, but I do think there's going to be some sort of change.
What do you think, like, if you had to guess, because we really don't know, like, do you think he's in a good place now? Do you think that he's, you know, kind of on an upward trajectory, or do you think that he's kind of...
It seems like he's in a relatively good place. I think that having Dream changed him.
Yeah.
I guess to me, from the little bit we can see, he seems better right now than he has. Although I will say the thing with Alexis Sky kind of freaked me out a little, because it's like, that is such a clear example of, like, just not the right choice for him. Like, I don't know. I'm being, of course, I don't know her personally. But, like, I just think that maybe dating someone who isn't an Instagram model, like, would maybe be good for him. Like, someone not in the light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that to me was like a depiction of maybe still making kind of poor choices, but that was short-lived. I don't know. I think that if he continues to really focus on being a father and Chris can be beneficial and maybe helping him find something, maybe it's a flipping houses thing like Scott. Maybe it's something that's, you know, totally from an investment perspective. I don't know.
I hope Scott, like, takes him under his wing a little bit. I think he needs that.
I also don't think it's the craziest thing in the world. I can't imagine him doing it, but I don't think it's so crazy to think that he would maybe do, like, a weight loss, like, if he would potentially televise his weight loss journey.
That could be an angle.
That could be an angle, like how Chloe did the revenge body thing, obviously differently, but it's possible. Actually, what a seamless transition. Green Chef is... perfect flow into this. So Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit to every kind of lifestyle. So they have different meal plans. They include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, Mediterranean, heart smart, lean and clean, keto, gluten-free, omnivore. A lot of different options here. So basically, this is how Green Chef works. So they let you choose from a wide array of easy-to-follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. The recipes are quick, they're easy, with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. Let me tell you something. I don't cook. It's like something that I'm actively working on. This was incredibly simple. Like, it was delivered to our house, and I was like, okay, I can do this. The thing about Green Chef is that there's something for everyone. So it's really easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook. I think that one of the biggest reasons that people, like, fall off the wagon is because they get really bored, and having variety and variety that's so, like, easily accessible definitely makes it easier.
I would so agree with that.
Julie's nodding because that's like, we can be very lazy. And I think that having things done for you in a way just makes it a lot easier to be healthy. It's just like factual.
No, I would totally, totally agree with that.
And like I said, there's a totally diverse array of meal plans. You can enjoy clean ingredients that you can trust, seasonally sourced for peak freshness. So these were delivered for, I have an apartment in the city, and we, for some reason, decided to have them delivered to our houses.
I think because we knew that we weren't going to cook ourselves unless our parents got involved.
Yeah, so mine comes to my house, and my dad is like, we were saying this last time, like, our parents thought this was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Couldn't get enough of it. My dad's like, you're not going to believe it. They chopped off the broccoli. Would you look at that?
No, they literally couldn't get over it. My parents thought it was like the crazy. It's like, I feel like it's such a good gift for parents. It's like, you want to get them something that they're going to use and they're also going to be fucking mind-boggled by?
Yeah. I think also what they love is that, like, all of the recipes, everything is pre-measured out. So you don't have to, my dad personally, he doesn't cook a lot, but when he does, he gets very stressed about, like, making sure that he's putting in the right amount of spices. So the fact that this came in pre-packaged amounts, he didn't have to think twice about it, was like, he was on cloud nine. He was seriously on cloud nine.
Oh my God, I know. I could only imagine.
I was with Julie when her mom called her and—
She couldn't believe it, right?
You're not gonna believe it. They have agave. I didn't even know they made agave. It's so funny. Anyway, so if you guys are interested, use the code. You can get $50 off your first box of Green Chef. Just go to greenchef.us/celebs. Again, for $50 off your first box of Green Chef, just go to greenchef.us/celebs and let us know what you think.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. So I've told you guys about Quince before, and the thing I really like about them is that they have these high quality essentials that make it so easy to kind of curate a collection of just like staples that make it so easy to mix and match and then make the getting ready process so much more seamless, which is always what I'm searching for. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. For me, some of my favorites are the washable silk blouses because you look so put together with such minimal effort, which to me is like the ideal combo. And I also love the Mongolian cashmere oversized boyfriend cardigan because I'm just never mad at an oversized cardigan. They have it in a lot of colors. I got the navy. I got the dusty blue. You've probably heard Julie make fun of me for like only wearing blue, but I love a blue top. What can I tell you? Also, this is the best part. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and then passes those savings on to us, which like obviously we are not complaining. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/CBC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/CBC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/CBC.
Okay, transitioning quickly back to Rob. Now he may be doing Green Chef. I don't know. I think that that could be a potentially interesting angle if that's something that he wants to explore. I don't know. Wouldn't be the craziest thing if Chris could get him to do it. Who knows? I'm interested. I'm curious. I'm excited to see how this plays out.
I could see him one day, you know, just like literally sitting down and telling his story.
I would watch the fuck out of that.
Yeah, I would watch the fuck out of that too.
That would be our—
I think that would be so good for him.
Can I tell you the dream lineup?
Yeah.
Kylie and David Dobrik collab, like as like our appetizer. Then like a fucking 2-hour Rob Kardashian tell-all as like the main course.
Don't you wish you could pick TV like this?
Oh my God. And then final, like Chloe and Tristan, the shit you didn't see, like the behind the scenes, like the hospital footage, the one she found about Jordan, like all that stuff. That would be—
oh my God.
I know, Julie's like—
I'm going to have a panic attack.
That would be next level.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, if anybody's interested in making that happen, we would love to—
I guess it's going to have to be E.
Okay, anyway, guys, so that is it for today. We kind of wanted to just go deep into Rob. It's fun to be able to take one topic and really hyper-focus on it because we have so much to say and could talk about this for forever. Let us know what else you want us to talk about. It was really helpful when you're sending us the inboxes of ideas because we have so much and we could talk about it all. We don't know what people are interested in. But yeah, let us know what your thoughts and we will see you next week. Remember, you can subscribe, rate, review, and you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about baby making for a second, because it's really not as simple as it's made out to be. Meaning, there's just factually a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And kind of, you know, for many of us, we spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, that when you do want to conceive, there's almost a lack of understanding and resources, which is why I want to introduce you to Frida Fertility. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid. And basically what Frida is doing is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. And their products are innovative, easy to use, accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. They're kind of revolutionizing the conception aid game with the at-home insemination kit, which is almost, you can think of it as like a modern, effective solution to the turkey baster. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.